Welcome to Value Driven Life. I am your host, Coach Chris McMahon, and I hope you are having a beautiful day because it's a good day to have a good day, right? Anyway, wow, that all rhymed. Anywho, what we are going to talk a little bit about today is progress. Progress when it comes to weight management, because I think a lot of you are overlooking this. And I just want to let you know, I might throw some math out here simply because I've been thinking about this for a while. And math, while it's not my forte, I think we have to understand something here. So let's go the math route first. Okay. So if we look at it this way, when we're trying to make any sort of change, right, it's going to be small sometimes. It doesn't always have to be some drastic thing, right? So I'm going to give you the example of what happens. Oftentimes we'll get someone who has been making eating pattern choices, learned behaviors for a very long time. Let's say for the last 25 years, there's been a hard relationship with food in and of itself. And it's something that has been a coping mechanism, something that has been a celebration tool, something that has just been used to the point where it's no longer about hunger, it's about satisfying some inner desire for something else, right? This happens a lot, and we do it subconsciously, we do it consciously, like there's, all of this can happen. Now, I will start working with someone, and most of the people I coach, if you've ever heard the Q&As that I put up, like the reality is we start working together for about 12 weeks. That is the trial period for everyone. 12 weeks, 90 days. A lot can happen in that time. And at the same time, everything's not going to change within that time. So I'll say that one more time. A lot can happen within 12 weeks. A lot can happen in 90 days. But will it completely change all of those things that you've been dealing with, working with? Absolutely not. Will you learn a lot? Yes. Will you start to see progress? Yes. Will it be something that is sustainable forever if you go it on your own? I don't really know. I don't know you. Nice to meet you. But for the most part, a lot of my clients, what ends up happening is they see a lot of progress, but they also know there's more to learn, more to unpack, more to sort of break through, for a lack of a better word. And what we end up doing is we end up working together for a full year or even longer. And it's not really bad or good. What it is that we can learn together and work together and figure this out, right? But for a lot of people, what they think is they think, okay, in 30 days, I should see the results I'm looking for. In 90 days, I should see everything change. But what we don't remember is that it's taken like 25 years of work to learn the behaviors that we are trying to break down, behaviors we're trying to recognize, eating styles that we are trying to learn more about, recognizing like our triggers, recognizing our feelings that we kind of shove down, recognizing the boredom that we have, making better sleep choices, making the choices that are going to allow us to feel the best we can possibly feel, learning how to develop self-compassion. Like, there are so many things that go into this, and that is what gets overlooked. So I'm not saying that you can't make change. I'm not saying that you won't see the progress you're after, because yes, you can see a lot of progress in 12 weeks. You can see physical change in 12 weeks. But we can't just go and expect everything to happen because we're going to throw everything away that we're doing currently and just do a bunch of new things all at once. That doesn't work. You've probably done that before. And now that you, if you're listening to this and you have kids, now that you have a crazy job schedule, feel like you don't have any time, how is it possible you're going to throw out everything that you're currently doing and introduce a bunch of new things all at once? That doesn't work. Now, what does work, and this is where I'm going to switch to math. I'm going to use this example. What does work is making a small tweak, right? Things that make weight loss easier is eating balanced plates that prioritize healthy portions of protein and fiber, is hitting at least 7,500 steps per day, at least 7,500 steps, drinking more water because everyone needs more water, trying to get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep at night, resistance training like 2 to 3 times per week, calling someone you love just to say hi, doing something fun today. Like, all of these things are involved, right? And at no point in here do I mention, like, the calories that you need to hit X or Y or Z. No, like, we can look at these things and understand that it does make weight loss a little bit easier, with air quotes. But on the other side of that, what we see is, I will say, okay, things take time. It really does. So here's two ends of the spectrum for weight management in and of itself, wherever you sit on this spectrum, is you'll have someone who sometimes feels like everything is against them. The world is weighing on me. There's no way I can do this because I have this in my life. I have that in my life. I have this, that, right? So there's that person on the end of the spectrum. And then there's another end of the spectrum where someone might say, stop being weak and you just need to want it bad enough. And the way it kind of boils down is, it's everything else except the food choices I make. And then the other end is, it's just because you don't have enough willpower. And the truth is that what it really is, you exist somewhere in the middle, the messy middle of all of this, right? The one end of extreme diet culture, the other end of anti-diet culture. And what it is we're in the middle. And the truth is, it's that the excessive expectations you create for yourself within 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, that you will completely transform and forget everything you have, is the belief that you can white knuckle your way through weight management. And you can't, right? How many times have you actually lost weight and then gained it all back, right? Maybe you did some sort of new, the latest and greatest fad thing that came out. I'm not going to name any diet, literally, because I try to be agnostic about nutrition, but so I'm not even going to name one. But you've tried that thing, but what you don't understand is that you can't actually sustain that thing. I mean, I was talking with a family member who told me about these corn tortillas that they had to eat when they did the Mario Lopez diet, which called for eating about 1,100 to 1,000 calories a day, and that's why people were losing weight. No shame on you, Mario Lopez, but I doubt that's what you're eating to maintain your body. Any hoops, the thing here, though, is, like, if you are ready to change, it boils down to this. You have to pick one thing and focus on it. It's not about cramming as many habits as possible or eliminating all the foods you enjoy. That's a bunch of malarkey, right? We know that by now. What works is taking it back to the basics and doing that for a few months, literally picking any of the things I put on that list that I read. Eating balanced plates with healthy portions of protein and fiber, hitting at least 7,500 steps per day, drinking more water, getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep, resistance training 2 to 3 times per week, calling someone you love just to say hi, and doing something fun. Like, literally pick any one of those and just start there. Just one. And when that feels like something you can sustain, then add one more thing. Weight loss is not a game of just subtraction. It's a game of addition, but people don't really like to hear that because it kind of goes against the way things are talked about, right? So you got to pick something and focus on it for a while. And what happens is, we think it's just we're going to lose weight forever. But if you lose weight forever, you will die. Like, literally, if you just wither away because you're eating nothing, like, that's what will happen, right? But it's a cycle. Because really what needs to happen is, you'll lose weight and then you'll enter maintenance. So you can practice existing in that size, practice existing eating the way that maintenance will be at that weight, because your previous maintenance was different, right? You have to practice that. And then you might say, you know what? I want to add some more muscle, which might put you in a calorie surplus. And so you bulk. And then you might be like, all right, now I want to lean out to see all that muscle. And look at that. You weigh the same you weighed before, but you're actually way leaner and have more muscle on you. And then you enter maintenance. It's a cycle. There are seasons. And it takes time. It's about investing time and energy that compounds over the years. Nobody thinks, right? This is where the math comes in. Nobody thinks investing $10 a week is going to make a profit. I was one of those people. I really was. I'd take my money, I'd stick it in a savings account, and that's it, right? If it was up to me, I'd stick it under my mattress, and that would be it. But $10 a week times 54 weeks is $540, okay? So that's $540 per year. If you invest the $540 into a let's say, Roth IRA, for those of you who don't know what that is, Roth IRA is an account where you put your pre-tax money and you just let it grow. You let it grow with 8% interest. Like, you just let it grow. You don't touch it until after you retire, right? That's the idea. It's retirement. So you put it in there. And if you invest $540 for 5 years, like every year you put $540 and you have the interest in there, do you know how much that $10 a week will turn into? It'll turn into $4,214.84. So you took $10 a week and you invested it. And in 5 years, you would have $4,214.84. Now, $10 is small, but it still generates thousands over time. And we can take the same concept and apply it to our health and fitness, right? What we have to actually look at is that it's not about the instant gratification. What it is investing in your future self, investing in your ability. Now, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole because I know a lot of the folks who listen to this are probably parents. What you're investing is in your future with your kids and their kids and their kids' kids. That's what you're investing in. When it comes to investing in a coach, when it comes to looking at the food choices we're making, when it comes to figuring out the timing for everything, like, that is what you are investing in. You are investing in yourself. You are investing in those changes. You are investing in the longevity. That is what you are investing in. So I want you to take that to thought. And look, if this hits you in some way, what you can do actually is, I'm super chill about it, just shoot me a DM on Instagram. Literally, I want to know. Or if this hit you in some way, take a screenshot of it and post it on Instagram and tag me in it and tell me your takeaway. Or literally just leave a review for the show. If you think this show is amazing and is helping you in whatever way it is, leave a review. Leave a review on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, wherever this podcast you are listening to it, I would appreciate a review. Just, I read all of them and it makes me feel nice. But also it helps me know that what I'm doing is helping, right? That's the big thing, right? Reading reviews, it's not just about having that boost in my ego, but it also helps me know if what I'm even talking about is helping. So without that, we covered a lot, and I just want to say, go do amazing things because you can. And also recognize that you are capable of investing in yourself and making all sorts of changes. And it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be something, because something is damn well better than nothing.